Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia. Glad to be with you here on Go the Distance this morning. I'm thinking about Jesus while he's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's wrestling in prayer, and he's sweating, and he's just really praying hard. And meanwhile, his disciples are out just outside of eye's reach, and they're sleeping. There's something going on there, something incredible going on, that Jesus keeps getting up from his prayer to go out and to see his disciples sleeping. And Jesus is frustrated because they can't stay awake. He keeps responding like, you can't even stay awake. He's really frustrated with them. Three times he asks God in his prayer if there was any other way. Three times he gets up and he goes and he finds his disciples sleeping. That these men who were closest to him, these men who were most intimate friends with him, these men who knew his message, these men who knew his mission, were unable to stay loyal and faithful even during a time of prayer. And it occurred to me that their inability to do so made it crystal clear to Jesus that there was no other way. Because if these guys can't do it, the guys who were with him, the guys that walked with him, ate with him, knew him, broke bread with him, if they couldn't do it, nobody could. And so as Jesus looked upon these sleeping disciples, perhaps his prayer was answered. Salvation can come in no other way. You know, we all struggle to get it right. But in Jesus Christ, we have our salvation. We have our God laying down the life of his Son so that we might be forgiven. Today, I want you to celebrate the resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you. This is Pastor Chad McMullen. Glad to be with you here on Go the Distance.